Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 4, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter December 4, 2021. The things happening in the world will obligate us to restructure society and the economy. Otherwise we will be obliterated. We should see the things that are happening as a challenge from the Creator, and the need to provide an answer, by changing every person from Twitter, December 4, 2021. Attaining your inner essence. Question: Modern science makes discoveries related to processes in the human brain. How do you explain, in the context of egoism, that neural connections form a person's behavioral principles? Answer: But this is only an external manifestation of what we see. Egoism itself is a spiritual property of a person, inner forces in us. There are even more inner forces behind them, which we cannot define at all or even feel in any way. We feel ourselves only in some external manifestation. I feel my body, warmth, movement, and so on, and that is how I perceive myself. However, I cannot attain my inner essence yet. This is how we exist. Egoism is our most inner force. The upper force, which is absolute bestowal and love, has created within itself the property opposite to it, egoism. This is why we exist in this way. From CapTV's Conversations November 1, 2021. Understand nature's program. Nature is one and all its parts are in complete integration except for man who is purposefully given free will, so that by using it he will come to integration himself. And to the extent that he is late, he will be propelled by suffering until he himself will want to take independent steps and, ahead of the stick falling on him, begins to strive for integration with nature. We are in this state today. That's why we get depressed and not family or this world are satisfying to us. We distract ourselves with drugs, we don't want to have children, etc. Why? Because nature by deliberately devastating us, causes us to feel the necessity to look for a special purpose that would be worthwhile to exist for. This is how nature prepares us for a new state. We see this in all cases of life. People lose motivation and do not want anything, so a demographic crisis occurs and the world is going downhill in everything. This is purposefully laid down in the program of nature to raise a special motivation in us. We exist in order to understand the intention of nature, its idea, what kind of provocation is presented to us, and how can we come to the most beautiful state. We can become the most successful in love, family, and friendship, and in the implementation of any program, and succeed in everything. Then we will see the world as big and global and will feel how it works and how to rebuild it and society. From CapTV's Through Time. The deception of free will. Question: Most physicists agree that we do not have free choice, free will. The whole process of development is predetermined, but Kabbalists say that this development has a goal and physicists believe that everything happens by accident. Why do we have 100% illusion that we are making choices? Answer: That is how we feel. Man is a feeling element of nature as, in fact, are all other elements. But he has the ability to realize this and control it. Therefore, despite the assurances of physicists, philosophers, or anyone else, a person intrinsically does not agree that someone else is controlling him. As a result, all kinds of wars for freedom have been waged throughout history. A person wants to feel free, otherwise, he does not feel like a human being. This is the basis of our indomitable view of the world. Comment: From the standpoint of physics, everything that a person thinks and does was encoded in the process of the Big Bang. My response: But this does not mean that you should sit still and do nothing. Physicists say that everything is predetermined. While Kabbalah says no, on the one hand, everything is predetermined, meaning, there is a complete will of nature for everything, but on the other hand, man is given the ability to have control of his fate. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, October 26, 2021. In agreement with the Creator. Question: why were the people born in the wilderness not circumcised? Answer: the desert is a state where the property of Bina is lacking. In this state, it is impossible to soften egoism and correct it to the level of readiness to bestow. Therefore, circumcision is not feasible in the wilderness. It says, cut off the edge of your heart, that is, that part of desire that cannot be corrected. Circumcision is the extreme part of Malkhut, the foreskin, which is cut off as a sign of agreement with the Creator that the fourth part of Malkhut, that is, my egoistic desire, is incorrigible. It is corrected only by cutting it off and throwing it on the sand, on the ground. Question: how can one understand that this desire cannot be corrected? Answer: a person cannot understand this. Circumcision is made by his previous stage, father, either spiritual or physical. Question: why does man stop falling immediately after circumcision? Answer: because the children of Israel enter a state where they can obtain spiritual food for themselves. That is, turn to the Creator. In principle, they can already start feeding on the land. From Kab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 20, 2021.